Well, one of the things that I wanted to go back to was that in that little period before I came to my senses, where Steve was waiting me out, I guess, we really became friends. My parents are really good friends, and they do a lot together. My dad's a real jokester, and, you know, he does like to laugh, and he's always made all of us laugh. And I think that in that time period, I became very comfortable with the fact that we became friends. And I thought that that was really important, and I really thought that that was a great foundation for our relationship, because no matter what, even to this day, we're still really good friends. He really can make me laugh. He has, you know, this great sense of values and integrity. He's got a work ethic that I just have always admired. I mean, I don't know anybody that works harder. And he liked his time with the boys, which I thought was really important because I liked my time with the girls. And so those were a lot of things. And after a time period, I began to really appreciate some of the romantic, silly things that he would do. Like, you know, he would leave a stuffed animal outside of my apartment door. I'd get flowers, or I remember once, you know the song Chantilly Lace? Okay, so we were at Mario's or Blue Lou's. I can't remember which side of the bar that we were on, but we were at that bar and we were with a group of people, and the song came on and Steve just sang the entire song to me. We were with a group of people. They were all at the table, and he did all these like really funny, silly motions to the song. And I thought, wow, if he's not embarrassed by this, this is like, you know, amazing. And it was just sweet.
I think for me with Maxine, you know, first there's always the physical attraction, right? So she was just adorably cute and pretty and sexy and all that good stuff. And I'd like to say that I had the clairvoyance to realize that 25 years later, she would genuinely still look amazingly great, hot, and probably even better. And so I am very fortunate. I mean, that's a big win for me. But beyond that, it really was, you know, you talk about the qualities of a person, right? And Maxine was funny. She was bright. She was fun. She wasn't clingy. She was quick to say, hey, go do your thing with the guys. And so, you know, likewise, right? You know, I at least was always concerned about the girls who would, you know, want to have you with them all the time, right? I always knew that you needed to have your space. Maxine's an incredible cook. And there is some truth to, you know, the way to a guy's heart through his stomach, and at least in mine that was true. And she's an amazing cook. She's very caring and giving. And so, you know, it just was a combination of really a lot of wonderful things.